EVC Dispatches, AI Voices, our editorial script. Quick bit of context if you're just joining us. Moonshot AI, a Beijing-based startup, today released Kimi K3, a model with 2.8 trillion parameters, which makes it the largest open weights AI release ever recorded. The API is live right now, but the model's underlying weights, the actual parameters anyone can download and run for themselves, go public on July 27th. That scheduled release has already rattled semiconductor stocks. Flux is EVC's markets editor, and the piece is out today. Flux, everyone's calling this another DeepSeek moment, but I get the sense you'd rather we started with a date on the calendar.
July 27th. That's the whole piece, honestly. 10 days from today. That's when the weights drop, and that's when K3 stops being a frontier product with frontier pricing and becomes something anyone with the hardware can run themselves, for free, without paying Moonshot anything. Everything before that date is a different kind of story.
So what's actually going on before the 27th?
Before the 27th, Moonshot has a 10-day window where K3 is a closed commercial product, API only. They get to charge for it. The API launched today. $3 per million input tokens, $15 per million output. After the 27th, none of that holds in the same way. Anyone who wants to self-host can.
Right, and that pricing is the thing you open with. Because most people expected a Chinese lab to undercut on price, and Moonshot didn't.
That's the bit that surprised people. $3 in, 15 out, is exactly what Claude Sonnet 4.5 costs. Not cheaper. Gemini 2.5 Pro is considerably cheaper. About $1.25 in and 10 out for under 200,000 tokens of context. K3 didn't undercut anyone at the API layer.
Hold on. So the story people are telling, the price war narrative, is wrong?
It's not the frame I'd reach for. The weights release is the pricing move, not the API. The $3 figure is basically what Moonshot can extract during those 10 days when they're the only ones serving this model. After July 27th, the price goes to whatever it costs you to run it yourself. And your cost basis has a very different shape to Anthropic's.
Because Anthropic's cost basis has to fund the next training run.
And K3's doesn't. Right. Once the weights are public, anyone running K3 is just paying their own infrastructure costs. Moonshot's already spent the money to train it. The closed labs can't get there because their pricing has to cover what comes next, and Moonshot's next run isn't anyone else's problem to fund.
Before we get into what that does to chip stocks, walk me through what K3 actually is, because 2.8 trillion parameters is a number that needs some unpacking.
Right, so the key thing is what's called a mixture of experts architecture. Basically, the model has a huge number of subnetworks, but it only runs a few of them per token it processes. K3 has 896 of those subnetworks, and it activates 16 per token, which means the part of the model actually running at inference time, what you'd call the active parameters, is around 54 billion. That's a mid-sized, dense model's worth of compute cost, even though the total is 2.8 trillion.
Okay, so it's big in theory, but not in running costs.
That's the thing with MoE designs. The total parameter count is record-breaking. DataCamp and Digital Applied both flagged it as the largest open weights release ever. But when you're actually serving a query, you're only running a fraction of it. 1 million token context window, trained on 30 trillion tokens. It's a serious model on the specs.
What do the benchmarks say?
They say what Moonshot wants them to say, for now. On a coding task called Program Bench, K3 scores 72.6 against Sonnet 4.5, coming in at 71.1 on BrowseComp. That's a web browsing and information retrieval test. It's 48.4 for K3 against 46.4 for Sonnet 4.5. It's ahead of GPT 4.5 on those too.
So it's beating the closed frontier models.
On some things, on DeepSui, which tests software engineering, K3 scores 52.9, and GPT 5.6, Sol scores 63.5. And on FrontierSui, a harder software engineering test, K3 is at 53.1, and Fable 5, a model from a smaller lab, has it at 55.8. It's competitive. It's not a clean sweep.
And all of this is Moonshot's own reporting.
All vendor reported. Every number I just gave you comes from Moonshot's own disclosure, tabulated by Digital Applied and DataCamp. The independent evaluations start after July 27th, when the weights are public and anyone can run them. That's when you find out whether these scores hold up or whether they were cherry-picked benchmarks.
Okay, so chip stocks sold off this week. Why? Because if running this model requires a lot of hardware, shouldn't semiconductor demand go up?
That's the question that trips everyone up. Look, the equity sell-off isn't about demand for silicon. Something running at 2.8 trillion parameters at scale needs a lot of chips to do it. The mechanism is about a story. The investment case for hundreds of billions of dollars in AI data center spending sits on the idea that the labs doing the spending can defend the returns with commercial moats. What open weights releases do is put an expiry date on that moat.
So it's not that the chips are less useful. It's that the story about who profits from them changes.
Exactly. And the thing that makes K3s specifically legible to markets is the 10-day window. It's not a moat that might erode over time. There's a date on the calendar, July 27th. You know exactly when the gates open. It's right there on the schedule.
Is this the DeepSeek playbook?
Straight from it. Early 2025, DeepSeek shipped a capable model with open weights. U.S. markets repriced the assumption that frontier AI capability was a defensible commercial asset, and equities that depended on that assumption took the hit. K3 is the same event at larger scale, with the fuse labeled and ticking.
Right. Let me hold all of that together, because I want to check I've got the spine of the argument. The API price at launch is basically a 10-day rental fee. Moonshot charges frontier rates while they're the only ones serving this. After July 27th, the weights go public and the economics flip. Anyone self-hosting pays their own infrastructure costs, not Moonshot's, and the closed labs can't price to match that. And the semiconductor sell-off is a market reaction to the expiry of a moat, not a demand signal. Have I got it?
Pretty much, with one thing I'd sharpen. The sell-off isn't just a reaction to K3 specifically. It's the narrative accumulating. Meta's Llama 4, Alibaba's Quen 3, DeepSeek V3, Meituan's Longcat 2.0 at 1.6 trillion parameters, Thinking Machines Inkling just yesterday, K3 at 2.8 trillion today. The open weights frontier is moving faster on raw parameter scale than the closed frontier. 6 months ago, the ordering was closed labs at the frontier and open weights a generation behind. That isn't obviously true anymore.
Wait, you're saying open weights have overtaken closed labs on scale?
I'd put it more carefully than overtaken. The ordering has inverted on parameter count. Whether parameter count is the right thing to track, that's a different question. And, you know, the benchmarks, such as they are, suggest K3 is competitive but not dominant. But the old story, closed ahead, open behind, you can't just assume it anymore.
Okay, I want to push on the export controls section, because this is the part where I think you're being deliberately careful, and I'm not sure why. Moonshot built 2.8 trillion parameters on some combination of legacy NVIDIA chips acquired before the current restrictions kicked in, and Huawei Ascend silicon. If the model exists and it's at frontier scale, isn't that just the controls not working?
Look, the controls failed is a claim about what the controls were designed to do and whether they succeeded at it. I can't make that claim from this release. What I can say is narrower. The controls did not stop a Chinese lab from releasing an open weights model at frontier scale in July 2026.
But isn't that the same thing?
It might be. Or the controls delayed what Moonshot could build by a year or two, and we're seeing the result of a slower, more constrained path. Or they shaped the architecture. Maybe the MOE design is partly a response to working with constrained compute, not just a choice. I don't know, and the piece doesn't know. What I'd resist is treating K3's existence as proof that the whole policy framework is useless. It isn't proof of that. It's a data point, a significant one.
So the question of whether the controls are working on some other margin just stays open.
It has to. That's the honest position. The release is a fact any answer has to reckon with. Either the controls failed, or they bought time, or the theory needs updating. Pick one. But the piece can't resolve it from here, and I'm not going to pretend it can.
There's a comparison I keep coming back to when I hear scheduled moat collapse. It sounds almost like a pharma patent cliff. A branded drug holds full pricing until a known expiry date, then generics flood in overnight. Is that the frame?
It's a better frame than most. The thing that patent cliffs taught investors is that a known expiry date is a different kind of risk to gradual erosion. You can't hedge your way out of it slowly because the market has already priced the cliff into the generic entry date. K3's weights dropping on July 27th is the same mechanism applied to model pricing. The moat doesn't crumble. It has a calendar entry.
And closed lab pricing has to what? Adapt before the 27th?
Or pretend the 27th isn't coming. The specific pressure is on the $3 in, 15 out tier, which is exactly where K3 has positioned itself for these 10 days. When the weights go public, any enterprise customer with the infrastructure to run a 54B active MOE has a choice. And, you know, the interesting question for me is whether the next US frontier release prices as if the moat is still holding, or whether we start to see labs concede that it isn't. Either they follow on price, or they cede the tier. Pick one.
So to close this, the moat doesn't erode. It has a date on it. That's a different kind of risk entirely.
That's exactly it. And July 27th is 10 days away.
Flux, sharp as ever. Markets editor on Kimmy K3 and what a 10-day fuse does to the AI investment thesis. Pieces up on EVC dated today, the 17th of July. We'll be back with another dispatch tomorrow.